Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. And we come to you live, as always, from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can.
1 hour to go on a wonderful Wild and Woolly week here aboard the mothership in the wacky universe that is the DA show. In 20 minutes... Dr. David Chow. Book it! Triumphant, book it. Triumphant return to the airwaves. We have not had the good doctor, join us on the show in a long time. But Derrick Henry's foot, Jimmy Garoppolo's injury, Nick Bosa's concussion, Fred Warner as well, Tristan Wirfs, Ryan Jensen. A lot of injury news to get to for this weekend. You'll need it all, especially if you want to play a some of the handicapping game of it.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
Book it.
So Dr. David Chow, the one and only, coming up here at 20 minutes past the hour. Also 40 minutes past the hour, Target Demo Friday. So when you see the meme of me as Batman, as Adam West back in the 60s, Mraz as Burt Ward and Robin, laying an egg, of course, and Schwartz as the Joker getting away, let us know where you are, how you were listening, and what Robin ate because he laid the egg. And I'll read those coming up on the show for Target Demo Friday later on in the hour. And a very special epic fail, which is a throwback to 3 years ago and one of the darker moments in DA show history. It was an outcome of a game that basically broke our spirit. And you'll hear how coming up on the show later on in this hour.
Oh, valid points.
Gave you my picks. Here's what I think is going to happen this weekend in the NFL. First game, Titans and Bengals. I don't think people realize how good the Titans have been this year because they didn't blow people out, because they're not sexy. They don't have star power. They had injuries. And Derrick Henry going down, wiped off the mat, their superstar. Their box office name. But out of the seven other teams left in the playoffs, the Titans this year have beaten five of them. The Bills, the Rams, the Niners, the Bengals, and the Chiefs. Pretty damn impressive. Also, I think getting Derrick Henry back is an enormous help, even if he's not 100%, to pounding the rock for a Bengals team that I feel has already done great work this year to get to this point. And I think that sleeping on the number one seed, there's so much attention on Burrow. There's so much love on Burrow, understandably so. People are overlooking, perhaps, that the Titans are this good. I think the Tennessee Titans use that as motivation, have the home field advantage, although that might be negligible considering a lot of Bengals fans are going to crash that party in Nashville. But I do like the Titans in that game. The Saturday night game, Niners and Packers. If you could guarantee me the Niners pass rush is 100%, I'd give them a fighting chance. If you told me Jimmy Garoppolo was 100%, I'd give them a fighting chance. But knowing that Warner and Bosa are at the very least somewhat hindered coming off injuries last Sunday, that it's a quick turnaround for the Niners having to play Saturday this week after a Sunday game, and knowing that the Packers have really been just waiting in the weeds. Week 18, they sat most guys. Then they had the bye, and they get all of these dudes back. Jaire Alexander is back. David Bakhtiari is back. Za'Darius Smith is back. Go down the list. Randall Cobb is back. I think this is the Packers' year. I think they beat the Niners on Saturday night. My guess is the Niners can make this thing super interesting if they were super healthy. They're not. I think the Packers and Rodgers win this football game to host a second consecutive NFC Championship game and their third straight. The early game on Sunday, Rams and Buccaneers. Look, the Rams pass rush against Tom Brady is the bit. There it is. Circle it. So goes the game. If Miller and Donald and the rest of those guys, Floyd, get after Tom Brady, throw off his rhythm, make him frustrated, the Rams stand a chance to win this game. If they can't, game, set, match. Stafford's not out-dueling Tom Brady. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen in a million years. Tom Brady's coming off one of his best statistical seasons ever at 44 years old. I know he's been limited in terms of weapons. The Fournette injury worries me as well. The bigger injury, though, is not Fournette because they could run the football. They proved that last week. It's the Jensen and Wirfs injuries. And if those guys start getting bowled over, they got to bring in backups. That's where the Rams can have themselves a day. But you're giving me Brady at home in a playoff game against a Rams team that's been pretty up and down all season long, and Stafford on the road. I don't love this matchup for the Rams. I know a lot of people like the Rams in this situation. I don't. Give me Brady and the Bucs to win that game, which means I've got three home winners here, and I'm going to flip the script in the AFC divisional round game at night on Sunday. Chiefs and Bills. The Kansas City Chiefs played their best football game of the season on Sunday night against the Steelers. That was by far their best game in terms of total completion. The offense looked like the offense of 2018, 2019, 2020, or 2019, 2020, 2021, depending on what Januaries you're looking at of the playoffs. And the defense was the defense that we had seen largely for the entire year post mid-October. A combination of those two things actually makes the Chiefs the best football team outside of the Packers. I still think it's the Packers, although you could make the argument the Chiefs are the best football team in the league when they've got the offense that looks like the old offense and then the defense that's been the strength of the squad this year. But the Chiefs throughout the season have worried me because either they've been waiting until it matters to turn it on, or it's been hard for them to fire on all cylinders. And I think it's the latter. I don't think they've just been waiting in the weeds to turn it on, because at the end of the season, they had a crucial game against the Bengals to have home field advantage in the bye in the playoffs, and they blew it. And they knew what was on the line in that game. And then the game against the Broncos to wrap up the season, again on the line, was trying to get the one seed, and they messed around and nearly let Drew Lock beat them until they got a huge defensive stop, the fumble recovery, and the scoop and score. They looked unbelievable on Sunday night, but I'm just wondering how much that had to do with the opponent, where the Steelers could literally not score a point on offense. Their only points were on defense. In a snap where Mahomes wasn't even the quarterback, and the Chiefs were allowed to play kind of without pressure there until they figured it out, and then boom, 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 five touchdowns, the game is over. That's not going to happen against this Bills team, because the Bills are not going to allow you to just kind of hang around, buy your time, and then finally go, okay, now's where we get after it. The Bills are going to put pressure on you from the first snap of the game offensively. Whether Josh Allen runs the football or throws the football, you're under pressure, you're under duress right from the opening snap. The incident with Willie Gay is certainly something to watch. He had a domestic incident where he was arrested on Wednesday night. Now, the details of that are fuzzy. It appears there was some broken objects, some broken property, damaged property that Willie Gay did when he went over to the mother of his son and got angry for some reason, broke a vacuum, broke a cell phone case cover, slammed a door, something like this. Will the Chiefs play him? Will they use him? Will it be a distraction? Will it be a cloud a little bit like last year going into the Super Bowl with Britt Reed? Now, that crash was way more severe. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting them in the same category that-wise, but it's a domestic violence incident. And they've had a few of these. You know, Kareem Hunt was in the middle of this a couple of years ago. They had to release him. Add that on top of this pressure that Josh Allen can put on you and the Bills can put on you. Number one, the Bills went to Arrowhead last year in the AFC Championship game. Don't think they forgot about that feeling. Lost. Earlier this season on Sunday Night Football, the Bills put 38 points on the Chiefs defense. Don't think that they forgot how to do it. And they're coming off one of the greatest offensive performances in playoff history. I think the Bills get over the hump here. I think the Bills finally break through the Chiefs. I think the Bills finally find a way to do it. And this game is going to be absolutely scintillating. This is the game that we've all waited for, and both teams playing at their very best. The best part about this is neither one left any doubt last week at how good they could be. And if they play at their potential, this thing is going to be an instant classic. Bills and Chiefs on Sunday night, but I like the road Bills to get through the Chiefs. The Allen Mahomes matchup is an incredible one. And I think that this absolutely could be the quarterback rivalry of the next decade. I hesitate to say Brady Manning, because those two guys are two of the greatest quarterbacks ever to play the game, NFL 100 guys, and between the two, Mahomes and Allen have been to one Super Bowl. I'm not putting them in Brady Peyton category yet. But what I am saying is, in terms of two QBs right now that you would buy stock on and you'd say, that's our Sunday night football game, week 12, every year for the next 8 years. This is the matchup. Do I love Joe Burrow? Absolutely. Do I love Justin Herbert? Absolutely. Do I love Lamar Jackson? Absolutely. Could I see some of the other young guys, like a Trey Lance, like a Justin Fields, being great young QBs, Trevor Lawrence, etc.? Absolutely. But if you're giving me the option, here is the proposal. DA, you're the football god. You get to decide. You've got their ear. John Facenda up at the pearly gate says, you choose two QBs. It's the Sunday Nighter week 12 like Manning and Brady for the next 8 years. And no matter what, you've got to watch them, good or bad. Who are you taking? I'm saying the next eight, I want those two guys. Because I think those two guys elevate those two franchises to be either A, hyper-competitive, or at least B, hyper-entertaining for the foreseeable future, and I'm not worried about it. Again, I love Joe Burrow. I love Justin Herbert. I love Lamar Jackson. Those guys are going to be really good for a really long time. But the next 8 years, I think Chiefs-Bills has a really good chance to be that matchup we all want to see on a Sunday nighter every single year, just like Peyton and Brady was. Now, last year, advantage Mahomes. This year, advantage Josh Allen. This is now for the trilogy, and it's the biggie. Allen has now graduated to a point where you have to put him in the discussion of some of the great quarterbacks in the NFL. And I think up until this season, even after he lost in Jacksonville on a bunch of field goals, you could say, yeah, but I can't count on Josh Allen week in, week out. I think now seeing how the Bills kind of pulled it together late and then what they did last weekend, this one, it's hard to imagine Josh Allen playing poorly. I will say, let's leave that door open because Josh Allen torched the Patriots twice in the last month. If he runs into a good Chiefs defense and lays an egg like Robin did, then, you know, we can't keep saying he's the next. He's got to do it now. He's got to keep doing it. That's what Patrick Mahomes did 2 years ago. He kept doing it. But this one should be just a dandy. When we come back on the show, Dr. Chow, book it on the injuries this weekend. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
DA Show, Mr. Mandalorian.
Mr. Mandalorian.
Mr. Mandalorian.
Yeah. D-A-K-A.
It's D-A on CBS Sports Radio.
We appreciate you being with us. D-A with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday. Target Demo Friday to you. Thanks so much for being part of this. You can always listen to us in podcast form, The D.A. Show, coming to you live across hundreds of affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Also on podcast, and so you can listen to us on demand. It's D.A. on demand. Go to your favorite podcast platform and search The D.A. Show. Subscribe, rate, and review. Chris reminds me, D.A., hey, Titans didn't play the Bengals yet this season. You're right. That uni graphic just keeps messing with my already mushy brain this morning. The Titans have beaten four of the remaining playoff teams. The Bills, the Niners, the Rams, and the Chiefs. They also swept the Colts twice this year. How interesting would it be had the Colts just beaten the Jags? The Titans would have had a 6-0 record, right? Am I right on that? Yeah, 6-0 record against the playoff teams this year. Aside from the Patriots, where they did lose that game, and the Cardinals. But 6-0, had the Colts come out and actually did what they were supposed to do against the Jaguars. But in other words, pretty good season for a Titans team that I think didn't get a lot of love over the course of this year because they were banged up and because Derrick Henry wasn't playing, and they didn't really do it with much pizzazz, but they still got the job done against a lot of playoff teams. And so joining us this morning on the show to talk about that return of Derrick Henry is a friend of the DA Show. He is the sports doctor, the good doctor, our friend, Dr. Chow. Dr. Chow, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I apologize up front if there's some background airport noise.
It's all good. David Chow has been a NFL head team doctor for more than 17 seasons. You can follow him on Twitter, @ProFootballDoc. Okay, Doc, tell us about Derrick Henry's broken foot. Broken bone in his foot. We thought it was going to take him out the rest of the season. It did not. And then he ends up being able to play maybe week 18 had they needed it. They didn't. They got the bye, didn't need him last week. What can we expect from Derrick Henry's foot tomorrow?
Well, yeah, he has a fifth metatarsal Jones or stress fracture that likely has a screw in it. And all along, I didn't think he'd make it back for the regular season. I think we're pretty certain, I'm certain at least, he's playing this weekend. How well is the question? I think you can expect a very, very good Derrick Henry, but I don't think you can expect King Derrick Henry. He admits to having a plate. He said in his foot, but I think he means in his shoe. But if you look at the video, and if you go to my Twitter timeline, Pro Football Doc, and I've made some videos that show all the practice video, and he still favors that right side a little bit. He's very good cutting off the left foot and very quick, and obviously he's Derrick Henry, and I think anyone would take an 85% Derrick Henry in their lineup. But I just don't think it's realistic to expect 30 touches and 200 yards.
Probably more like 15 to 18 touches and maybe 100 and some odd yards. And if they can get that, that's a pretty good win for the Titans.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a split carry with Donta Foreman, and he's actually done very well. If I were the Titans, I would take 15 to 18 carries and 100 yards right now.
No question. David Chow joins us this morning on the show. Let's talk about Jimmy Garoppolo's shoulder, sore, sprained shoulder. He's going to play, but how will that limit Garoppolo this weekend?
Well, injuries beget injuries. His thumb injury is still not 100%. He admitted to a grip issue on that bad interception late in the Dallas game. And when he fell at the end of the first half, he was favoring that right hand and thumb, not wanting to land on it, landed directly on the elbow and jammed his shoulder. And if you, once again, I'm not trying to push the Twitter timeline, but if you go there and look at videos, you'll see in the first half, his quarterback rating against Dallas was a little over 100. In the second half, his quarterback rating was 4. I mean, and so that's what leads to the concern. He's got the shoulder and the thumb to deal with, and we know he's going to play. I think his throwing and his targets will be a little different. But Sam Suso needs to run the ball. I think he can still throw. I mean, he's going to be effective downfield into the outside. We'll see. But, you know, underneath and whatever. But the 49ers need to run the ball.
Could the frigid temperatures exacerbate any of those issues health-wise for Jimmy G tomorrow night?
Well, ironically, it might help the thumb because the cold in your hand gets a little bit numb. Although he is, you know, likely still getting pain-killing injections and the thumb numbing injections, it might interfere a little more with grip. In cold weather, it's harder to grip the ball, and it might be harder to keep that shoulder, likely rotator cuff contusion, keep that shoulder warm in cold weather. So those are some things to watch.
How about the injuries to the pass rushers of the 49ers? Nick Bosa, concussion. Fred Warner also injured in the game last Sunday. What about their status?
Fred Warner has a standard low ankle sprain. He will return to play, and he'll be pretty darn good, I think. Nick Bosa is listed currently as questionable, even though he was full practice yesterday, and here's why. San Francisco, they've been practicing late in the afternoon, and you have to log the full practice before you see the independent neuro to get cleared for the game. So by the time he finished practicing, he then goes sees the independent neuro, which he hadn't done yet when they issued the final injury report. Therefore, legally, the 49ers had to list him as questionable. But we wrote an article at Sports Injury Central, SICScore.com, detailing all of this, and that we're very confident that Nick Bosa will be cleared to play. And that's why he was listed as questionable. But the most intriguing matchup of that game is not Jimmy G versus Aaron Rodgers or anything like that. It's Nick Bosa versus David Bakhtiari, who still is not 100% coming off his ACL from last season. This might be his first full game. He played, you know, 20-some-odd plays in Week 18 as a tester for the Packers. His first full game, and that's a position to watch.
Yeah, so how do you think coming off of that injury is going to affect Bakhtiari? We assume he's going to play in this game. How do you think it affects him?
Well, you know, it's quite a leap to go from 20 plays to playing 60-some plays, and quite a leap to now facing a healthy Nick Bosa, right? But you know, Matt LaFleur and company and Aaron Rodgers, they'll have a plan. I mean, they'll put a tight end there, the running back, they'll chip, they'll do other things to help him if needed. And I'm not doubting Bakhtiari. It's just that he hasn't played a whole game yet this season.
Let's talk about the offensive line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Ryan Jensen and Tristan Wirfs both dealing with injuries right now. We saw Wirfs in that game on Sunday against the Eagles really struggle, have to be taken out of the game. What's going to be their update and their status for this weekend?
Well, they have two Pro Bowlers on that line, and both of them are injured with ankle injuries. The good news is even though neither one has practiced so far to date, I do believe that Ryan Jensen will play through. I mean, he's less than 100%. He didn't even miss a snap. He came out at, you know, on third down after the third down play, and he made the next series, finished the game. Tristan Wirfs, based on his high ankle sprain, I did not think would be able to return to the game. At best, emergency usage. He did for one series. Didn't look very good. Gave up a sack, and then they took him out the rest of the game. I do not think Tristan Wirfs will play.
Interesting. Okay, fine. David Chow joins us, longtime NFL team doctor. You talked about on your social pages about Odell Beckham and the difference we're seeing between Odell when he was earlier in the season with the Browns and now very effective with the Rams. What's the biggest difference in Odell's game and why he's so much more productive now?
Yeah, that's a great question there. But before we get to Odell, let me finish one thing on the Bucs. Lavonte David's playing. Shaq Barrett is playing, but they're not 100%. I mean, Shaq Barrett made a great interception, but watch him get around the field. He's not really a threat on the edge. Lavonte David, sideline to sideline with his foot, is still struggling. So some issues for the Bucs there, and they're actually the lowest injury health score on our website there at sixscore.com. Odell Beckham, I think everyone says, oh, look, it's Sean McVay. It's a better scheme. It's Matthew Stafford versus Baker Mayfield, and this is why he's doing well. I think it's more his ACL. We said this offseason in the summer when he was coming back that the first half of the season would not be necessarily so good. The second half of the season better because of the ACL recovery. Of course, the first half he had a complications with a unrelated shoulder injury. Look, his targets, quarterbacks throwing to him, the quarterback rating in the first half of the season was about 72. In the second half of the season with the Rams, it was 122. 122 is higher than Matthew Stafford's 100 rating. So that has to do more with Odell Beckham than Matthew Stafford. And I think his knee is finally healthy.
Interesting. Dr. Chow joining us this morning on the show, Pro Football Doc on Twitter, at Pro Football Doc. Former NFL head team doctor for more than 17 seasons. Dr. Chow, always good to talk to you, man. Thanks so much. Enjoy the football game for this weekend.
Thank you.
Book it. Dr. Chow joining us this morning on the show. Tomorrow on CBS, the NFL Divisional Round presented by Intuit TurboTax Live begins Saturday at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific, when Joe Burrow and the Red Hot Bengals head to Tennessee for a battle with the top-seeded Titans. Then on Sunday, 6:30, 3:30 Pacific, highly anticipated rematch for the ages when Josh Allen and the unstoppable Bills offense takes on the equally unstoppable Patrick Mahomes of the Chiefs. Get set for both games with the NFL today. The NFL Divisional Round presented by Intuit TurboTax Live this weekend only on CBS. Folks, just good to have Dr. Chow back on the show, wouldn't you say?
I would absolutely say that. Good member, a little kind of ancillary member of the show. Mm-hmm. Good personality, giving us some drops, good information. Mm-hmm.
Created his own catchphrase.
Yeah.
Book it.
Book it.
Although didn't use that during this interview, so he should probably be more consistent with his catchphrases.
Or is it better to spread them out to make you want it? If you say it all the time, you can run it into the ground.
Yeah, I mean, there is always the Full House corollary where you have the cut it out from Uncle Joey, but also You Got It, Dude from Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, or Have Mercy from Uncle Jesse.
Right. How Rude was in there too, right?
So there was a couple of them there. Couple.
So, but you want some variety from Dr. Chow.
Well, if he has another one, I was waiting to hear it in that interview, but he didn't bring another one to the table, so I was a little disappointed.
Yeah, Dr. Chow, work on your catchphrases, please.
All this health and wellness stuff, all this medical stuff. It's almost like you're a real doctor. Oh, doctor. All right, AB, what do we got in headlines?
Remember when Dak Prescott said throwing things at players was bad, but refs was cool? The NFL has reportedly fined the Cowboy QB $25,000 for that. Prescott apologized for those comments on social media Tuesday. Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy interviews for the Broncos' top job today. Bucks OC Byron Leftwich zoomed with the Bears yesterday, while the Texans interviewed Josh McCown for their head coaching job. Jimmy Garoppolo and linebacker Fred Warner, as you just heard, don't appear on the Niners' final injury report for tomorrow in Green Bay, so they're good to go. Nick Bosa trending towards playing after suffering that concussion last weekend. And the Packers have officially returned Randall Cobb to the active roster 7 weeks after core muscle surgery. The Phoenix Suns go 5-for-5 on the road, rallying for a 109-101 win in Dallas last night. Monty Williams' team outscored the Mavs by 15 over the final 8 minutes.
We just have guys who have been in those moments and know how to make plays down the stretch. So from that standpoint, like I told our guys, just a high level of character and integrity.
Devin Booker led Phoenix with 28. Chris Paul had a 20 and 11 assists. Luka Doncic finished the game, but finished the night with a sore and stiff neck after crashing to the floor off a hard foul in the third quarter. The Warriors losing
hot candy.
Losing at home 121-117 in OT to the Pacers, who didn't have Domantas Sabonis, Caris LeVert, or Malcolm Brogdon, and the Pelicans put a 102-91 hurting on the Knicks at the Garden. Men's top 25 action, number one Gonzaga put down San Francisco 78-62, and number three Arizona took care of Stanford 85-57, but number four Purdue losing at Indiana 68-64. On the women's side, Iowa's Caitlin Clark had 35 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists in a rout of Minnesota. That makes her the first D1 player ever, woman or man, with consecutive 30-point triple-doubles.
Wow.
Male or female, Division I, 30-point triple-doubles. There's some qualifiers in there, but no one's done it before.
There is, but you would have thought that somebody would have done that over time.
Yeah, you think somewhere, maybe a lower level, like a SWAC or a MEAC kid that had to be randomly talented.
Yeah,
threw some big numbers up there.
That Bird could have done that at Indiana State or something
like that. That's true, but nope, it's Caitlin Clark of Iowa. On ice last night.
Why are you so pissy?
Maybe because we just lost our seventh in a row. The Oilers taking a 6-0 thumping at home from the Panthers. Leon Draisaitl's team has just 2 wins in its last 15 games. The Flyers, meanwhile, have their second 10-game skid of the season. It's only January. A 2-1 home loss to Columbus. Wow. Philly, the first team in 11 years with multiple 10-game skids in one season. And defending champ Naomi Osaka exits the Australian Open, a 3-set loss to American Amanda Anisimova. DA Cookie out.
Okay. Thanks, Cookie Monster. When we come back on the show, it's a Target Demo Friday. Let's do it. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Friday fiesta. Here's what our listeners in the Target Demo are up to.
All right, Target Demo Friday. Justin says good morning to all of the D-Aliens and to all a great weekend. Hashtag Target Demo Friday. Not Connor Green tweets, as a football fan, I want teams to be at their best. As a Packers fan, I don't want Bosa to play. It's hard to imagine he's clear, but he's had to be helped off the field and will only have 6 days. But does the NFL really care? We'll see if he gets cleared for this game, but that's a huge part of the equation for Niners and Packers. Jeffrey tweets, yo, DA, been listening to the show from Philly on Odyssey for a year now, and I'm a D-alien for life. As for what Robin ate to lay that egg, Dipsy Doodles, of course. Hashtag unpipe it.
French onion dip with bacon, but with Dipsy Doodles.
Fatty Crackers is a Chiefs fan living close enough to Nashville. I've never had an issue finding tickets to Kansas City, Tennessee games. Last one, I sat lower bowl easily. I love Nashville, but the Titans are the third team after the Vols and the Preds. Hashtag Target Demo.
Unpipe it!
Steve is in Baltimore listening on the Odyssey app.
Been a while since I listened live and doing the podcast thing. Boy, am I happy I got you guys live today.
Ho, ho, ho.
Giant.
Mariana's in Richmond, Virginia on the Odyssey app. Robin ate lentils, avocado, and falafel all mixed together. Pat, a.k.a. Brain Cramp, listening in Boise from Twitch. Robin ate a dog raisin, and that reaction caused him to lay an egg. Now we wait for the birth of the Miraztiff.
Oh, God.
Is that the sound of Miraz eating a dog raisin?
Oh, God.
Lonnie says, happy Target Demo Friday at work in Arizona, listening on the Odyssey app. Getting ready for the big race here today. Have an awesome weekend, Mothership. Let's go, Niners. Let's go, Rams. Hashtag best show ever.
Disciplines.
Troy says, tell Sean all he needs to do is stop eating chips or pasta and his pounds will shed. Can you give up potato chips and pasta, Moraz?
No, absolutely not. But I'll go gluten-free.
We move on. Jeremy in Northwest Arkansas, listening on the Odyssey app. Of course, Robin ate French onion dip with bacon. Hashtag girlfriend. Hashtag no.
French onion dip with bacon, but with dipsy do.
Girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Aaron says, Moraz sounds like Mike McCarthy explaining away how he did everything right, and it's not his fault that they lost the game. Hashtag pass the buck. Hashtag fat journal life.
B-A-N-N-N-A-S.
Adam says, yo, D.A., I'm listening on my phone to the Odyssey app because some idiots took CBS Sports off the air around me for some political garbage. Fell in love with the show about 7 years ago because of you guys bashing the Patriots constantly. Best show by far. Go Bills. Target Demo Friday.
Book it.
Remember that even if your local affiliate does not carry us, it's all good. Nowadays, you can listen a million ways. On your phone, wherever you are, use the CBS Sports app or the Odyssey app. Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. Go to the live stream, cbssportsradio.com. Watch us at watchda.com. SiriusXM 158. I mean, we're everywhere. Carla says, happy Friday, guys. What didn't Robin eat if he laid that egg? Listening in Idaho on their new home on the dial, 95.3. After hearing Moraz listing chicken nuggets as the vehicle and a vanilla Frosty, I'm guessing all that and a couple of sides of fries and burgers this weekend. Maybe Wendy's chili, too. Target Demo Friday. That sound good?
Yeah, it's cold in the Northeast. Wendy's chili sounds good.
Quite Californian says, tell Moraz Captain Morgan and bourbon are high in residual sugar. It's worse than beer for the belly. Dry wine is a great option. Wine has the benefit of offering other health benefits. French, Italians, and Spanish eat cheese and drink wine all day long, and they still stay thin. Target Demo Friday.
Yeah.
So he's saying that your Captain Morgan's and Diet Ginger ain't exactly the healthiest alcohol all right. option.
Look, there is no healthy alcohol option. And also, wine can't be dry if it's wet.
Can we ask you to drink some dry white wines for your alcohol and give up pasta and potato chips?
I get maybe chips. I could go pretzels. I can't give up pasta. There's no way. I can't survive. It's not like I'm eating pasta every day. Once every 10 days, I got to have a noodle in my mouth.
Mark that.
Thank
Mark
you.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I mean.
How big do you want that noodle in your mouth?
A manicotti, ravioli, a penne. Give me it all.
Yeah.
Stuff Moraz's mouth with as much noodle as possible.
Shout.
Eric tweets, I'm watching on Twitch in the bitter cold of the D.C. area. Robin probably ate pre-made cookies because they're in the dairy aisle just like the egg. Still pulling for Moraz on this fitness journey despite all the backsliding. Target Demo Friday.
Honey.
Daniel tweets in, it's the wizard of bad beats. The wizard is here to ruin your day. Fade, 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 fade.
It's the wizard of us.
It's the wizard of beats. The wizard.
It's the wizard of us.
He ruins your day. Fade, 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 fade. Backwards Brian's listening in North Carolina, watching on Twitch at home since my workplace is closed today after a dusting of snow. Robin definitely ate a chowder mouse. Looking forward to eating some nice treats and watching some great football this weekend. Target Demo Friday.
This team sucks! This team sucks!
Chowder mouse would be that rodent that got trapped in the kids' kiddie pool and died amongst the chowder in the heat of Long Island after the chowder bet went.
I just remember what that was. Oh.
David's got to defend Mraz here. He's doing better working out compared to doing nothing and eating like a slob. A cheat day is good for you mentally and okay for a treat. It's not going to ruin your hard work, Mraz. Also, daily weigh-ins are a bad idea. Hashtag F that.
There we go. 10 points!
Now, he's a little confused because he says that you're working out every day, and that's clearly not the case.
I just didn't for one weekend. Yesterday, I did jumping jacks.
How many?
I did over 200, and I did 150 sit-ups, and I did some kettlebell stuff in my basement. So
that's
there
great.
You go.
That's great. I didn't expect to hear you say you just did jumping jacks.
Seven of them.
No, jumping jacks are back.
To get the cookies off the top shelf?
That's so mean.
You should get a steady cam on him doing jumping jacks.
A steady cam?
I did it shirtless. It wasn't pretty for the mirror.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that in slow-mo like NFL films?
It had the same snap as a hot dog.
Be like Bearland's eating the wings.
AZ and Wisco is listening on Sirius XM 158. Totally stoked for my Bengals and my wife's Packers being two games away from the best Super Bowl ever.
Shout.
Moist Pork is watching on Twitch in freezing cold Baltimore. Robin obviously laid that egg from eating all that dairy cookie dough. Keep it up. Target Demo Friday.
Beep it, ba-boopa, ba-bapa.
And MSU Spartan Honk is watching the Spartans beat Wisconsin in hoops and vetting potential wedding venues this weekend. Why are you so pissy? Hashtag beam me up.
Woof, woof.
Book it.
Yeah. Shout.
I can't talk.
Stop asking me stupid questions.
10 points.
Eric is listening on 620 in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Just when you think you've heard it all, Mraz says you can't drink a wine. You can't drink a dry wine when it's wet. Hashtag, come on, man. All right. Let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. Let's go back 3 years ago, okay? 3 years ago, this is a classic epic fail. This was when the Patriots played the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, and Giselle didn't make the trip, and it really tripped off Mraz.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Giselle's just sitting home in her Uggs, waiting there for Tom to come home and scrub the toilet. Not a bit. Oh, another Super Bowl Tommy. Great.
Yeah. So we got to play football for another week. See them then for another 2 weeks.
What a disgrace. This is embarrassing. They should not. The moment Brady said that, if I was Roger Goodell, forget what happened in New Orleans and Los Angeles. I'm reversing the game there. You know what? No, your family didn't want to come. You guys don't deserve it. You're not going.
We have B-Dub, one of my best friends, talking about his 11-year-old daughter who is crying to him after the game. Daddy, we were going to go to the Super Bowl. Daddy, we were in the Super Bowl crying last night. I said, how do you feel? He goes, I'm broken. I'm broken inside.
I don't know why they did that. I have no idea.
And Brady, Giselle's been there so often, AFC Championship, they don't even register anymore.
True story, 2011. I vomited between fourth quarter and overtime of Giants 49ers. Literally went into the bathroom and handled my business. I was so nervous. And I had just seen the team go to the Super Bowl 4 years earlier. This girl can't get her ass on an airplane on a private jet and go to Kansas City to watch her husband go to Super Bowl. And now he has to waste the rest of the audience's time nationally to tell Evan Washburn that you feel sorry. Hold on first. Forget your question. I got to tell Giselle. I'm thinking of you, honey.
Somebody call the Boulder Fire Department.
She could care less about going. You don't deserve this. Your whole family doesn't deserve this. Go live in a trailer park and get lost. Get touch with reality. It stinks. This whole thing stinks today. And that was the icing on the cake at 9:45 or whatever the heck time that was. You know, that was time to shut off the TV and go to bed and understand, you know, the rich get richer here. The poor get poorer. Get lost, Brady family. You guys suck. No, you smell butts.
By the way, she couldn't care less.
Whatever. Go make another Facebook video where you're kissing every kid on the lips.
One of the all-time great brands.
This girl can't get her ass on an airplane on a private jet and go to Kansas City to watch her husband go to Super Bowl.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
That was the official lowest sports moment in DA show history because we had just seen the Chiefs come this close to knocking off Brady and the Patriots with the interception and then the offsides call and then losing the coin toss in overtime, and we were all broken, and Mraz just spoke for all of us. Get your ass on a plane, go to Super Bowl! And also, go live in a trailer park, Giselle. Get in touch with reality. Like, that's Mraz's reality. Living in a trailer park. All right, that'll do it for us this morning here on the show. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bellotti on the Wheels of Steel and audio director. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on your headlines. And thanks to Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. We had such an awesome week. Thanks to all the guys, all the D-Aliens, all the great women that listen to the show as well for making it happen. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.